Welcome to the Not All Better Show, Grooming Over 50 series. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 211. Today's show, part of our Grooming Over 50 series, is another great one. And as always, I think we've come across some very interesting, helpful, and insightful information for you, along with five great tips for a more healthy, vibrant, shiny, well-groomed you.
Totally. What's that?
The Not Old Better Show Grooming After 50 series.
Come on, give us more.
The start of spring begins and falls each year between February 3rd and about February 5th when the weather remains cold. The spring equinox arrives about 45 days later. At this time, the Earth has absorbed enough heat that nature begins to show signs of life. Insects start to move their wings and fish swim more actively under the ice. Like here in Virginia, it is still very cold outside, but a warm spring breeze is coming our way. Will you be ready for it? Will these bodies of ours be ready, our older and better bodies, for shorts, tank tops, and shutter swimsuits? During the cold winter months, when I stay inside for the most part, I usually eat comfort food, and I usually gain about 4 to 5 pounds, as I have this winter. I love being outside, being physically active, and getting exercise outdoors. But what about you? Do you prefer the warm or cold weather? Regardless, as we transition to the warm weather from the cold winter, which still hasn't bid adieu, at least here in Northern Virginia, we need to take extra care and pay attention to some tried and true basics, which, for me, have been all done to nourish the body and mind. A few months ago, I did this video of my skincare regimen, and you all loved it over 100,000 times, and many of you asked me to revisit that with a little bit more depth, so I'm revisiting it. And now I've got a little bit of a focus on a spring step, including skincare, and this is part of our Grooming for 50 Plus Age community. Here are my tips for getting ready for spring. Exfoliate by dry brushing, as well as using the brush in the shower. Use soft brushes with natural animal hair in a circular motion on the palms, calves, and thighs. This helps release toxins, wakes up the senses, improves circulation, and makes your skin glow. It also helps to remove dead skin cells and beautify and tone the skin. Use the right defoliant cream too. Stay tuned for more on that subject. Comb your hair. Comb the hair with a good brush and use the brush to massage the scalp from the top to the center back of the head. You can also use the fingertips for a gentler massage. Exercise program. Move for 20 to 30 minutes and try to sweat a bit, more than just a bit. I say this as someone who sweats more than just a bit. You'll see a lot of that online about the HIIT program in our interviews with Sabrina Joe from Ace Fitness, but work your body with HIIT, or high intensity interval training. This type of workout torches major calories while engaging multiple muscle groups at once for some superpower sculpting. Eat better. Make your dinner lean, clean, and green. Do the obvious. Avoid fake sugar, low fat, or traditional diet foods. What? Yes, avoid the diet foods as they have zero nutritional value. You want your skin glowing and muscles to be toned. That comes from sweating and good fats like avocados. Eat some avocados and fill your plate with delicious, nutrient-dense superfoods. Focus on enjoying your favorite greens. We love kale, spinach, and Brussels sprouts in our house, along with a serving of lean protein like chicken, salmon, or whitefish. And lastly, remember to smile. It is one of the best things you can do and offers both life-enriching beauty, confidence, and the physical act of smiling is really great for your entire body. few people would argue that smiling is bad for you, but new research is showing just how many ways smiling is beneficial to your career and well-being. We know smiling can greatly improve your mood and reduce stress. Even better, your smile doesn't have to be real, so you can fake it and still get the same results. Smiling doesn't just benefit you on the inside. It also works to your advantage from the outside. A study from Penn State University found that people who smile appear to be more likable, courteous, and even more competent. This is reason enough to smile at every person you potentially want to do business with. Lifting those facial muscles into a smile is also contagious. If you smile and they smile, everyone in the room becomes a little happier. Researchers at Uppsala University in Sweden concluded that frowning when looking at someone smiling is possible, but would be very difficult. Scientifically speaking, smiling more is a great thing for your life. It doesn't cost you anything to do, and you can actually fake it and get the same big results. You don't want to fake it, though. Just be happy and just smile. Your career might even take a turn for the better as productivity increases, your attention span and cognitive abilities are improved, and you exude competence everywhere you go. With all of the benefits above, who wouldn't want to start smiling more? There's magic in your smile, and each time you do so, you throw a little feel-good party in your brain and throughout your body. Who wouldn't want these benefits? Keep up with your spring training. Treat your body with the right nutrition, the right skincare, and the right smile. But remind yourself, it's okay not to be perfect. With a nod to a very funny man and sadness at his recent passing, Don Rickles, the king of insult comedy, says, "You know, every night when I go out on stage, there's always one nagging fear in the back of my mind. I'm always afraid that somewhere out there, there is one person in the audience that I'm not going to offend." I mean no offense, and hope you all have a great spring, summer, and are all getting better as we get older. Thanks. And remember, check out genealogybank.com/NOBS for your great Genealogy Bank bargains. Join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.